What was it like singing that, Jerry, at the 89 Cup final shortly after Hillsborough? That must have been quite a moment.
Absolutely amazing. I'd arrived back from Hong Kong that morning at 7 o'clock with my wife, and went to the hotel, had a quick kip for an hour, and then went down. And there's loads of blues, loads of reds and everything. And I thought, Jesus. Walked onto the pitch to sing it and started singing. And even the blues sang it because they knew it was all about the Hillsborough situation. Mm. They sang it with the reds. And I don't remember walking into the tunnel. I was on such a high, it was incredible. It was what a day. Sheesh.
And then there was another moment. Our very own Lincoln City here were the visitors at Bradford, the Bradford Stadium disaster.
Right. Yes.
And again, you were involved, weren't you, with the song when you teamed up with the crowd?
Yeah, that was Walk Alone. Again, it's amazing. You can't believe it. And you're walking off and you don't feel nothing. You could be flying. You know, I went up to Celtic when we were playing Celtic in the European Cup, Liverpool. And because they sing Walk Alone as well. And the strange thing was, Rob, we went around the city in an open-air bus, getting cheered by the Celtic and the Liverpool supporters. Got in the middle of the pitch and started singing it. And it was like 98,000 singing it with me. I thought, if I'm going to die, take me now, Jesus, because I'll never be this happy again in my life. It was absolutely fantastic.
Went to see Paul Carrick the other week.
Yeah, lovely Paul.
He was in Lincolnshire. And, of course, he recently covered Don't Let the Sun Catch You Cry.
Great version.
Really a measure of just how popular that song still is, isn't it? Is that one of your personal favourites?
Yes, it is. I wrote that to my wife.
Did you?
We had an argument and I decided, how can I get it to come back to me? So I wrote the song and I sent it to her on a tape. 2 days later, she rang me back and said, Jerry, let's get back together again. And she became my wife.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying.
My guest is Jerry Marsden, Jerry and the Pacemakers, fame, of course. Is there a greatest moment of it all for you?
I think that, yes, the day I got the letter saying the Queen would like to give me an MBE, that was quite incredible. Because I thought, God, I wish my mum and dad were alive. Lad from Tocky getting an MBE off the Queen. And my family were all in my home in Anglesey. And I was in my home in Liverpool, well, on the Whittle. And in the letter it says, please don't tell anybody in case it's not accepted. So I thought, oh, Jesus. So all that was in my house was my dog. So I sat with the dog. I said, Fudge, come here. I said, I'm getting the MBE. So when I drove up to Anglesey and told the family, and they were over the moon.
But
I just wished my mum and dad would have been alive on that day. But you had so many good ones. I mean, I've met the Queen a few times now. The three number ones were fantastic. The charity work, thank God, I've done has all worked, hence the MBE. Mm. So, been lots, Rob, honestly. I've really had a smashing time.